En daar verlaan ik dan met bezig. Tanje Idach, around 8 lines from the top, Tanje Idach, Shimon Gamliel Oima, Kol Ha'ichel, Vesheise, Betes, Ba'ov, Kilo Oichel, Vesheise, B'yema Kippurim. It's equivalent as if he had eaten in Yom Kippur. Very difficult maimer to understand. I thought perhaps we could say pshat in this maimer. Later I found the Leib Rochov says something similar to this. The Yisoid V'sheirish Avodah says that the Ikar Kaparas Avonis of Yom Kippur is because of the Inui. That was one fast, it brings Rayas from the Psukim, that the Inui is a main reason that one is Eichet the Kaparas Avonis on Yom Kippurim. So L'chayre, a person who's Eichel B'sheise B'yom HaKippurim, besides the Etzim Chet that he has, there's another Chet, that he had the opportunity that they could be Meichel as Avonis, and in this opportune time, B'yodayim, he was Ma'abed, this opportunity. So that, L'chayre, is a different Cheshben. There's another Cheshben besides the Etzem Chet. The Chassam Sofer on Teiras Moshe, the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, says that a person who commits suicide is worse than a Ratzeach. And he says something very interesting. He says, why is he worse than a Ratzeach? He says, Ki kol hachatoim mismalkin b'shas mise. That means the shas mise is as man that one can be zeichet to mirk avoynes. V'zeh choytei b'misosei. In this zman, which one can be zeichet to mirk avoynes, he brings about this man through a chet. So it's like an ibud on this opportunity of mirk avoynes. Could be the other taneisim. There's an Indian of, where the Rambam says in Hilchus Tainis, Mehatzorish, She'iru Behem, Kde Lo'ira, Halvovis, Liftoich, Baal Ketshuve. That's the Indian on all the other Tanaisim besides Tisha B'Av. But the Indian of Tisha B'Av, the Tainis that was Nikva and Chuban Abayis, we find in Dagoda we say Ubon Alonu as Beis Abchire Lechaper Al Kol Avinisena. When we're speaking about what we have possessed with a Beis Hamikdash, is Lechaper Al Kol Avinisena. The Beis Hamikdash was that Kli Kodesh or that Matzev that we were zeichet to have Kaporas Avinis with the Beis Hamikdash. And if a person is misabel on that, and he's misana on that, so he's not misulik from kaporas avoynis. And perhaps we could say that the inyan and the shalma forim sforsenu, that we mispal to the Rabbeinu Shloilom, that that what we say with our lips, the inyoni kabonis, it's equivalent to porim, it's equivalent to kaporis, to the kaporis akabonis. But a person who in this zman of chubin habayis, he could be oichu v'shoise, so that makes his action shows that he's mesulik from the whole inyan of kaporis avoynis. Of the bias. Because in this man, Klaiso is misabel, and he's Eichel Vishayse, so he's misulik from this Kaporas Avainis. So it could be that was Pshat Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Kol Eichel Vishayse B'tes Ba'ov, Kilo Eichel Vishayse B'yem HaKippurim. That the just like the Achil and Shtir B'yem HaKippurim is a siluk from Kaporas Avainis. So the same thing is, the Eichel V'Shoise B'Tes Ba'ov. He's mesalik himself from the Beis Hamikdash, which the tachlis is lechaper al kol avinei seinu. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kol ha'isem meloche betishe ba'ov, eine reyesem in broche lo'ilom. A person that does meloche betishe ba'ov, eine reyesem in broche lo'ilom. What does he rashi? Eine reyesem in broche, me'oisa meloche. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Liyah Rabbe. What does that mean? Me'oisam ha'mois shemarviach ba'oisei meloche. He says he gained profit from a malachi, so he'll never see a simen broche from those mois. Let us see the top of Tosfos. Kol oisem malachi b'tisha b'av einerei simen broche lo'ilom. Kleima b'oisem malachi sherogil lasois b'tisha b'av einerei simen broche lo'ilom. I shrug it onto the tainips, Tosfos added a word. Sherogil lasis, ba'isem eloche, sherogil lasis, betishabo, ve'nereyesim in broch aloylam. We want to be mitzadid that Tosfos is learning a different pshat than Rashi. Rashi, if he wanted a meloche in tishabo, he won't see, ve'nereyesim in broch aloylam, he did whatever a meloche is, doesn't have to rogil, not rogil. He did a malachi, he won't see any simen brocha from the profit he had derived from this malachi. Taisa seems to be saying, pshat, ba'oise malachi sherogil lasis betishabov. That means if he's rogil tishabov to do certain malachis, and he roye simen brocha lo'ilam, that means so whenever he'll do this malachi in the middle of the year, he also won't be roye simen brocha. If it's a rogel lasa, it's fakert, he's doing it in Tisha B'Av, because fakert, this is the Mekir HaBroche, this is his Zika Panosa, so I'll never see a Simen Broche from this Meloche during the year. That's the La'ilo. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Kol Oise Meloche B'Tisha B'Av, and Rabbi Chomim Oimerim, Kol Oise Meloche B'Tes B'Av, ואיני מסעבל על ירושלים, איני רואה בשמחוס. שנאמר, שמחו ירושלים וגילו בו כל היעבר, סיסו איתו מסויס כל המסעבלים עליו. וכאן אמרו, כל המסעבל ירושלים, זכה ורואה בשמחוס. ושאיני מסעבל ירושלים, איני רואה בשמחוס. Now, this is very unclear. We start off with a combination. Kol ha'oise meloche betes ba'ov ve'enoi mis'abal al Yerushalayim. The Bein Hananu doesn't bring this down even. Chomim ha'imrim ha'oise meloche betes ba'ov partik eneroye besimchas Yerushalayim. So, one does meloch and Tisha B'Av is ein roye, that in the Rebbeinu Chanan writes, ein roye v'simchas Yerushalayim, and we bring a raya from the Pasuk, that kol ha'mis'abal Yerushalayim, zoche v'roye v'simchoso, v'shem mis'abal Yerushalayim, ein roye v'simchoso. So it's very unclear, we're starting with meloche, and we end up with kol ha'mis'abal Yerushalayim. It could be that the Gemara is saying it b'teiris chiddush. That if a person was not, he was doing malacha, and because of the malacha that he's doing, kol oisem malacha b'tisha b'av, maybe it means the whole tisha b'av is oisem malacha, and because of the malacha, he's completely involved in the malacha, so he doesn't have time to be misabel Yerushalayim. Perhaps unintentionally, but Lamaisa, that's what it is. If he's involved in the Malachi, he can't be Misabal Yerushalayim. So it could be it's a Chiddush. But afilu, the Iya Velus comes about through Oysa Malachi, afal piken, who won't be Zeichel Simchosa, because the tonight to be Zeichel Simchosa a teretz ahin, a teretz aher, but he can only be zoiches isu, ita mesois kala mesablum ala. You have a teretz, but you weren't a mesabel. So it could be the chiddush is that a filu, the reason was because of asiyas melocha, but fa'afalun. Amayr de kechiddush, amayr de kechayma. Could be he means that he's doing it intentionally. But fakert, he doesn't call aisa melocha betisha, but fakert, he doesn't want to be misabel. So he's doing the melocha to be mafkiya the avelet. Then, so that's called Asis. Bekum vasei, he's being mafkiya the avelet. He doesn't want to be misabel. We had heard last week, we had that, Kadesh Yisane, that in order that a person should be a Talmud Chochem, Kadesh Yisane, Fakir, that the Inui comes about to not doing Meloche. He wants to get involved in Meloche, Fakir, he's doing it Bedavke, Kadesh, he shouldn't be Misabel. It's very unclear what the Svar of the Chachamim is. Now, this Tanya Mihochi, others are Meichikit, it's very difficult to understand. Let's also be Meichikit. Kol ha'eichel boso v'sheise yayim betes ba'o, olo v'akosov oime ti avinoisom al atzmoisom. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, kol ha'eichel boso v'sheise yayim betishe ba'o, olo v'akosov oime ti avinoisom al atzmoisom. Betisha bo, klaima besuda hamafsik bo. He says, we're not speaking about, he's speaking about oichel, bosa v'shoise yayim, before we had samazek, oichel v'shoise betisha bo, we don't need bosa v'yayim. He was speaking about that he's oichel by the suda hamafsekes, he's oichel bosa v'shoise yayim. It's a little modness, so what is pshat betisha bo? Klaima besuda mafsik bo. So how do you understand the lashon betisha ba'ov? I thought perhaps we could say, the Rishalmi says, the Rav havetzove pistei bekitmo. That Rav, by the sudas tisha ba'ov, the suda mafsekes, used to go and dip in the bread in ashes. V'omar zuhi iker sudas tisha b'av. This is the sudas tisha b'av. L'kayim ha-shenema v'yagreis pechotzot shinoi yichpishani b'eifer. So it seems that there's an inyan that tisha b'av is not only a tainis. There's a sudas tisha b'av. He says one has to eat the way the goylem ate. And they went to Golis, Vayagres Bechotzot Shinoi, that they broke their teeth with pebbles, Lichpishani Ba'efa. So it seems this is also a Seder of, this is the Sudas Tisha B'Av. There's such a thing as Sudas Tisha B'Av. The Sudas Tisha B'Av is eaten before Tisha B'Av, so it could be. So that's what it means, that in the, so in this Sudas Tisha B'Av, which one has to eat the way the Goylem ate, and he's misanig the boss of the Yayin, all of Akosav Oymer, Tehiyavi Noisam, Alatz Moisam, it seems that this oven remains, it's Nechkak on the Atzomis, and the Yin Yakiv says there's no Mekoyim, that means even though Golus is Mechaper, and we're all in Golus, but this will pay full price for this anhogim. The oven is not nechsar v'nimchak. It remains. And it, let us go a little further, and then we'll see Taisvis. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev v'kviyas amite v'leihoido leichachomet. We hear in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda said that chayev v'kviyas amite, they turn over the bed. Tanya Amru Loy Rabbi Yehuda, According to you, chai bekvias amita ubrais umenikis matei alein. What'll be the ubrais umenikis? So Rashi says, she'enem yecholus lishan al gabi karke. They can't sleep on the karke. And Penechanan also says the same thing. Mishi yochol lishan al gabi karke. So Rashi is the kvias amita was only that one shouldn't sleep on the mita. Not that they slept on the overturned mita. That's Rashi in the Mishneh, and that Chavova Medbeis Kriyas Amita Al Ponehu V'lo Yishan Oleo. They were kaifa the mita, that one should not sleep on the mita. So they asked him, so according to this Inyan of Kriyas Amita, we don't sleep on the mita, what do all Imo Beres and Aminekes do? Omar lehem, so Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, Afanile Amati Ela Biyochel, I didn't mean that everyone's a Mechlivet Kriyas Amita, someone who's capable of doing it. Tanya Nami Yochi, Maida Rabbi Yehuda Lachachamim, B'sheine Yochel. Someone can't do it, so the Potter. Umaidim Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda Biyochel. Not Chachamim Amaidit Rabbi Yehuda, they asked them, what's with Amul Beres? But someone that Taka can. The Maida, they should make Kviyas Amita. So, Bezoi, fact, the Gemara Maida Kekasha, Samai Benayu. So, what's the difference? By Yochel, everyone holds that you're Mechuyev Kviyas Amita. By any Yochel, you're not Mechuyev. Ike Benayu, Shar Mitais. The Shaila is if he has to be Kai for all the Mitais. Kedesanye, Kshaomru, Lichpay Samita, Loi Mitosi Bilvadu Kai for. When an oval is kaifa the mita, not only his mitas, he's kaifa all the mitas in the house. So that's the machloikis, if he has to be kaifa all the mitas, or just his mita. The Gvura Sari explains that Emerson the Gemara and Mayit Cotton, after Svavim at Beis, says, what's the inyan of being mahapach amita? So the Gemara says, the mus the yukni nasati bohem. The Bnei Shalom says, I gave a tzalam alakim. Ubavenisayim hafachtiyo. And because of their avoinis, seems with the, when the neshama is taken out of the goof, so that's nasapach to the mus the yukni shalmailo. Is kafu miteiseyem oleho. So there's a psanhoge, since the tzelem alakim was nishapach through mise, so memela there's a need to be mahapach the mitis. So the Gvura Sari says, if that's the inyan of kviyas hamite, so what shaykhis does this have at all with Tisha B'Av? There's no shaykhis at all with this. It's a besundere din in an oval that mus the yukni nesati bem of an esayim hefachtiyo is kfu mitoseyim olel. So he says, Einachanami, the inyan of kviyas amita has no shaykhis at all with Tisha B'Av. Now Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's chayev lehitztayer, b'shchivosoi. But Tisha B'Av is a machayev to be mitztayer. One should have tzar, one should be sheichev al hakarka. Now, by an oval, the halacha is that if an oval will be sheichev al hakarka, and he won't be kaifa the mita, so he's not mekayim the sinyan of kviyas hamita. There's a besundrin of kviyas hamita. So, Yehuda holds that they were misaken, since it's a chiyuv shchiva ala karka, so they wanted a heker in Tisha B'Av that everyone should know that you're not sheichev ala mita. So they made a heker that one should be kaifa the mita, that there should be a heker that tonight one does not lie on a mita, one is sheichev ala karka. But since they made kviyas amita a heker, so they took the din kviyas amita, which applies by an oval, and they said it should apply here also. So just like by an oval, the halacha is kviyas kolamitis, so the heker was it should be kviyas kolamitis, not only the mita he sleeps on. And the chachomim achaylik, they said no, since there's no be'etzem reason for kviyas amita, the only thing is alza heker. So alza heker, it's sufficient, it will be kai for his mita. So that is the machloikis between the chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda. That's the gemara. Binayu ke binayu shar mitis. Kedisanya. We learned by an oval kshambu lichpaisa mita loy mitosi bilvadu koife. Ela kola mitis kulunu koife. So the shayl is this aloche of kviyas hamita, which applies by an oval, which is koilal all the mitis, is alts hekir that they say that it applies here also. So Rabbi Yehuda says it applies, and Chama says no, since the whole thing is only alts hekir, so it's sufficient to be kai for his mita. Amarove, so this beraisa seems that the whole sichsuch between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda is, they're asking him what's with the Moberes, and he says, I'm waiting by Moberes. So from this beraisa it seems that Meiker Adin, the whole machloek, they also made it as an Indian of kviyas amita, but not all the mitas. Amarove hilchasek tana di don the kama v'leihoydu loy chachamim kolike. But there's another chachamim. The chachamim in our Mishnah hold that bechlau there's no Indian of kviyas amita on Tisha B'av, and that's how we pass it. Rashi b'yochel. Not all the other mitas the way it says by Oval. So since it's only Alts Heker, so it's sufficient his mita. Now let us go to Taisvis. V'chayiv Odom L'tzayir U'lamayiv B'chvoidoi B'anoisov. A person's mechuyiv to be mitzayir himself and to minimize his covet and his anos. Shimo yerogel lishkav al shnei karim, lo yishkav ki malecho. Abel ubreis umeinikais einon chayoveis kulehai, sheni mechelis litztair ba'atzvon. They can't be mitztair themselves. Ve'oichlin sudas hamavsekis, sudas hamavsekis mi ba'idjoi. The sudas hamavsekis we eat mi ba'idjoi. Ve'chainami b'yem ha'kipurim, tzorch lisoid mi ba'idjoi. The taste of Shem HaKippurim in HaTorah, Kedursiv Me'erev Ad Erev, Kedursiv Be'etzem Ayem Azev. Now, the Davon, you don't understand Taisvis. Taisvis starts bringing down Halachis. You have to eat Sudas HaMavsekes Me'ebiyoyim, and Yem HaKippurim also you have to eat Me'ebiyoyim, because Taisvis Shem HaKippurim is Min HaTorah. So, why is Taisvis bringing in the Indian of Taisvis Yom HaKippurim? By Tisha B'Av, there's no din Taisvis. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that the one is permitted to eat till Bein HaShemoshes. There's no din Taisvis. So there's no din Taisvis by Tisha B'Av. By Yom Kippur, there's a din Taisvis. So it's very unclear how Taisvis Taisa says over here, Ba'ichmon Sudim Saksim Ba'idyoim, Chainami B'yayim HaKippurim, so listen to Ba'idyoim. Now Taisa is giving a reason why, the Taisa Yom HaKippurim in HaTayich. I mean, why me Ba'idyoim? It's Poshet, because Bein HaShemoshes you're not allowed to. So the Din Mi Ba'idyoim that is needed by Tisha B'Av means till Bein HaShemoshes. That's a Kepasim Shulchan Aruch. And Taisa says, Yom Kippur also because it's a Din Taisa. So I am clear. If Taisus for some reason knows there's a Din Taisus by Tisha B'Av also,
And so that's a chiddush. So the Taisa should have explained that. I mean, where Taisa brought in the din of Taisa Yom Kippurim is very unclear. Number two, the drasha that Taisa brings is also very unclear. Taisa brings up me'erev ad erev be'etzem ayem hazeh. The shash so a gemara. In Yom Poshet, the gemara in Rosh Hashanah has the drasha of Taisa is it says. Betisha b'chaydish la'erev, that already that you should be misanim betisha b'chaydish. Ki betisha misanim, lebiyud misanim. So the Gemara says is the din taisvus. He should be meisiv. So the drosha b'chlal that taisvus brings down is also an unclear drosha. Avo mikol moke, ein lesa lishtais misha'ocho sudam afsekes. Vandayin avi hayoim gol. So Taisus continues that even though it has to be Meboidyoim, we said, but what'll be if he finished the Suda Mavsekis, now he wants to drink something, so he can drink. Kedemash mebi Yerushalmi. Now this Yerushalmi, it's a medrash, is speaking about Yom Kippur. Kedemash mebi Yerushalmi, the Rabbi Yosi ikla lebotzro. Rabbi Yosi came to Botzro, Ochal Suda Mavsekis. He had already eaten the Suda Mavsekis. Also, Legabe the Reish Kanishte, Babisoidips. He came to the Reish Kanishte. Reish Kanishte was in the middle of eating. Omalei, Ahu Reish Kanishte, say that's like, come and eat with me. Omalei, so he told them, Ochlis, I've eaten already my Suda Mavsekis. I've already eaten the Suda Mavsekis. Omalei, Ashke Cholai, Shev Rachmanis on me, the Leilemrin Hodin Gavrele Ashke Cholai. It means, Ish Mechubit comes, and then the Reish Knishte, I invite you to eat, and you ignore me, so that'll give me a very, It's a bizoyin for me. Hem rachmanis on me. And it says he was mafzerim a lot. It wasn't boshit. Is ochal mikol eagle pot is voch mikol tafshel the tafshel chat pas v'shos mikol chovis chat kas. So he had a lot of courses over there, and from each course he gave him one machel to eat, and So what does Taisvah say? So we see from over there that even though one had eaten Suda Mavsekis, and he had intended that's the end. That's his Suda Mavsekis. Afal Pikein, one is permitted to continue. V'hochi hilchasim adayin hayim godol v'achas shochol Suda Mavsekis muta lishtais. Afil erb yeh makipulim, b'choshken erb tishabo. Now it's very interesting. Taisvis started, mikomokim ein lesser lishtais, bishochel sudam avsekis, and then Taisvis repeats it at the end. Muta lishtais. Now why does Taisvis say that kishtiye? And what's with achila? The rai that Taisus brings says he ate. He ate by the Reish Knishter. In Simen Taknum Gimel it says, Afal Pisha Ochal Suda Hamavsekes Muta Lachzer Velechel. You're permitted to continue eating. Elim Ken Kibul Ola Beferish Lelechel Leidayoyim. Mr. Brewer says, Afilo Gomal Bedatish Lelechel Eniklum. Gomal Bedatish does not mean he was Mekabal himself to fast. He thought he's finished eating already. Umutar afilu b'achila. It's very unclear. And so the Mekir l'chayre is this Yerushalmi. And St. Taisva starts with Shti and ends with Shti. It's very unclear. Then, we also have to know, okay, this is, in Shulchan Aruch it says that he's allowed to eat. Muta lachzer v'lechel. So the hammer was clearing, what's the din? A person ate the Suda Mavsekis, he ate one tafshul, then he benched, so he finished the Suda Mavsekis. So Well, halacha, you're allowed to eat. So you're allowed to, so I won't wash again. I'll eat another tafshil. Am I allowed to eat another tafshil? Does it become mitzurif to the first tafshil? That means in the suda, I ate the suda. Zusu des Tishabov, I ate the Suda, Yeshiv al Ha'oretz, and then I did the one tafshil, the way Chazal say it should be. Now, so the Suda Mefsekes, I was finished already. Now, Stamazay, someone wants to give me a tafshil to eat. Is there something wrong in that? Does it become a tzure? Maybe then one could eat two tafshilim now. I mean, the Issa of Shnei tafshilim could be used. That's in the Suda. The Suda I finished already. Now Stamazay wants to give me, that I'm missing what the loch is over there. Om harov halochi ketane didon, v'loi haidu loi chachomim. Perish she'in tzorech lichbois hamita. You don't have to be kai for the mita, period. V'idna d'chashine l'kshofim loiv dina kfiis hamita afilu ba'ovo. By us, afilu by Avelis, we're not noye kviyas amita because it looks very modern and people will be saying that he's Isaac Bekshofen. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, by hoyu yamim toivim li Yisrael kach misha osa ba'ov achiyena kippur. And just let's refresh our memory. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, they brought a posik, Lehoyim in Tavim Li Yisrael, Chmish Asa Bava Yema Kippurim, Sheben Bena Yisrael Yaitis, Bekli Lovam, and the Gemara brings down the posik, Vehenu Eimer, Ten Rene Bena Yisim, Bema Eloch Shleime, Bata Reshit, Lo Eima, Biem Chsunose, Biem Simchas Liboy, Biem Chsunose, Zeman Teire, Yom, which is, Rashi said, that means the Yom HaKippur, the Luchash Nias. Yom Simchas Libi, Zabin Yom Eis HaMikdash, Yibona, Bimheira, V'Yamein. So, also, that was the Binyan of Shleime, that they were Mesameich with the Chanukas HaMikdash from Zion Tishrei. So, Yom Kippur was also Yom Simchas Libi. So the Gemara says, "Bishloi me yom Kippurim, mishum de ispeis licha mechila, yom shenitnu boi luchis achoinet." So we see the gewaldik achshibes of yom Kippurim, hayom teim li Yisrael. Letesvov ba'ov mayhi. So the Gemara Sari says, if the Gemara wants to explain the achshibes of yom Kippurim, so why doesn't the Gemara mention what the Pasuk mentioned? The Pasuk mentioned Yem Chsunose Zematn Teirev, Yem Simchas Libi Zabinyin Beis Hamikdosh. That's the godless of Yem Kippur. That's what the Pasuk says. And the Gemara mentions Yem Matn Teirev and Slicha Mechila. So the Gemara Zari says that what the Pasuk mentions to in Yonim, not that Yom Simchas Liboy, which was the Binyan Abayis, I mean the Chanukas Abayis started from Zayin Tishrei, was a 7-day affair. Yom Kippur was also in these 7 days. It does not mean that that's a gewaldike godless of Yom Kippur, because Bemesin Yom Kippur wasn't different than the other days. The 7 days of they were Mechanach the Abayis. So that what the Pasuk mentions, V'yayim Simchas Libay, is to be megala, that Yayim Chsunosei is the Luchas Shniyas, not the Luchas Rishayngas. So that means Chsunosei Simchas Libay seems is on the same Zman. So Mamela, so just like Simchas Libay was on Yom Kippur, so Chsunosei means also the Zman of the Nesinis Luchas Shniyas. But there was no special simcha really in Yom Simchas Liboy. So therefore, the Gemara said that the Iker Simcha of Yom Kippur was that we have these two things. It was this beautiful combination. So Yom of Slicha Mechile and Yom Shenitnu by Luchay Sachaynus. Let us see what Rashi says before we go further. שניתנה בהילוכס האחרונה, שביוזיים בתאמז יורד מוישה מן ההור תחילה, ושיברס הלוכס, וביוטחס תוכנס האגל. And the 18th day of Tammuz, he ground the eagle, ודונס הפוישם, ועולה למורה, ונשתה שום שמיינים יוין, he was there 80 days, אבוים יוים עומד בתפילה, דחסיב אסנאפה לפני השם אבוים יוים, ואבוים לילה, ואבוים יוים עומד כבר ראשונה, חשי, סנא רשי, says, let's figure out these 80 days. ביוזיין בתמוז עד יוים הכיפורים, from, that means, from יוזיין בתמוז, till יוים הכיפורים, ובלו שמיינים יוים. So רשי explains, שניים עשרי שנשתיירו מתמוז דוחוסה. Tammuz is 29 days, and if you'll take away the 17 days, which from the 29, so we left over 12 days, starting from Yutches Tammuz. Ushloishim da'ov, now we have another 30 days of Ov, so we have already 42 days. The Tisha Be'esrim De'elo, so you have already 71 days. Hey, Echad Be'shivim. We have 71 days. The Tisha De'Tishrei, and then we have the first 9 days of Tishrei. Reishmeinim Yay. Be'leil Tzayim Kippur. Now we have already the night to Yom Kippur. Hishlam Keneged Leiloi Shal Yudzayin Tammuz. I think Rashi means the night after Yudzayin Tammuz, because he went up to Ches by day. Le'hoya B'chush B'nei, this is not in the 40-day period, that night. Nofik Le'kvar B'shor Sh'ola, that means when he went up, it already passed the night to Yud Ches. Al Kaponim, so we air on this night to this should be Mamokim Leil Yutres, Avalu Pei Shleimit Laila Vayoin. Uboike Yom Kippur Yorad, Shehu Asorah Betishrei, Voisa Yom Nikvel Yom Kippur, Vayedia, Shemochal, Venichim Al Haro, Ashadi Belasis Laamoi, Okay, Nikva Tzayim Kippur Basara Betishrei Kein Shemat. So that's the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. The Yom Tov Yisrael Tzayim Slicha Mechile. He did the Meluchas Achoynis. Elotes Vov Vov Mayhi. What is the Yom Tov of Tesvov Vov? Omar of Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Yom Shehutru Shvotim Lovi Zebaze. That the Shvotim, from Tesvov Vov, they became mutter to intermarry from one Shevet to another Shevet. Abbas Yereshes Nachle was permitted to intermarry. May Droish, Zehadova Shatziva Hashem Libnei Slovcho, Lovazele Yeinoyig, Elo Bedeir Zeh. That only the Deir of the Bnei Slovcha, the Deir of the Boi Haoretz, by them it was also for a woman who was a Bas Yereshes Nachle to intermarry into a different Shevet. But the next Deiris were permitted to intermarry. So that was the Simcha of that was the Simcha of Chamisha Osa Ba'ot. Let us hear Rashi. שאותרו שבותים לובי זה בזה. ברחמון האומה, בכל בס ירשס נחלו, that she only get married to someone from her shevet, וכסיב לייסיסב נחלו, זה נעשה, and then there's a lot, לייסיסב נחלו ממטה למטה אחר, כי איש בנחלו סו ידבקו בני ישראל. That means like this, that if a bas was Yerish Nachle, and now she would marry someone from a different Shevet, so come out when she would die, so her husband would Yashana, and he'd take over the Nachle of from a different Shevet. He'd be Mechasa, that Nachle from that Shevet. So there was a tzibui that the Deir of the Boi Yoretz
were not permitted to intermarry. Let us just go a little further, then we'll see Tosfos. Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Nachman, Yoim Sheuter Shevet Binyamin Lovi Bekol. But the godless of Chmishasa Be'ob was that Shevet Binyamin became Uter Lovi Bekol, Shanema, Ve'ish Yisrael, Nishba Be'mitzpah Leima, Ish Mimena Lo'item Bite Le'Binyamin Le'ishe. Aydroish Omar Rav Mimenu V'loi Mibonenu. So they darshan that the whole issa was only that they themselves leitem bitel lebenyamin, but from their children, the children are permitted to give a bas for shevet benyamin. Let us see Rashi. Lovi bekol lisa noshim ufishan nishbu yisrael milihinos elahem kedoshiu b'shayftem. They made a shvur, mimenu miyatu. Tachsiv ish mimenu la yitain bite le binyomi le gozo le mehem. Avol mibneyem le gozo. Now, before we see Tosfos, we have to understand what happened in Chamisha Oso Ba'ov. So the Lashon of Rashi, v'omdu v'hitiru dovo ze b'chmisha osa ba'ov. So the Lashon of Rashi would seem, this is how the Gvura Sari learned Pshat, that this drosha, that the Issa applies only to the Deir of the Boi Ha'oretz, but afterwards it doesn't apply. So this drosha was neschadish chamisha osor ba'ot. That means when Moshe Rabbeinu told them the halachas, they didn't cap this drosha. That the whole Isser is only for the deir of the boyo. They were under the impression, it's that Isser, that every bas yereshes nachlo is remains also to intermarry to different shevet. And then so chamisha osor ba'ot, the Gvura Sari brings a raya, he says, we find that Boyas told Ruth that if you would have come before, you would have been also. Amoini v'loi Amoinis was neschadish then, that Amoinis is mutter. But before they were under the impression, Amoini v'afilo Amoinis. So Memela, that was the Simcha. So the Simcha was, Chamisha Osa Ba'ov, was, they darshan, they were, there was Nisgalim, Pshat, and this Drosha. And it would seem that that's the same thing by Shevet Binyamin also. That they, Yoim Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Lovi Bekol, seems also that they chapzech that the Issa was only Mimenu, but the Issa did not affect their children. The Mamela Aces, so that the grandchildren were permitted to marry Shevet Binyamin. The Gvura Sari brings down the Rashbam in Bava Basra. The Rashbam says, Lovei ze boze, Shehutru Hasobas Nachla, but Hasobas Nachla became Mutter. Why? Sheposak oisoi deir shel boi ha'oretz. That deir ended. Shenesala masobes nachla. That deir ended already. Now, Rashbam says, for the Mahashtem miya in nishtairu adai b'nei odom shoyi ba'oisoi deir akati b'siraya kaima. Someone still left over from that deir, so there's still also. Aber shah b'nei odom shoyi ba'oisoi deir mutorim. So from the Rashbam, the Rashbam is very unclear, but the Rashbam would seem that what happened Chamisha Osa Ba'ov, Sheposak Oisei Der Shoboi Oretz. So it seems they all died. They all died at one time. What's that? It was a Yom Tov, many Yom Tov Chamisha Osa Ba'ov. because the door of the boy Yoritz died there. This is a modern sach to make a yontif, bechlau. But, and he says, but then he doesn't say, bechlau, what was the yontif? He says, the parents were always also. The children were never also. So what's the yontif? But the parents died. It's a shame, b'shamayim. It's a modern yontif. And the Rashbam Gufa says that, the Rashbam says, Shaposak oisei deir shaboyo. If that happened, could be shosabo. And then the Rashbam says, Vahashtem mi isim nishtayil adayim b'nei yodim sheba yisei deir akatabi sarayi kaima. So what happened in Chamisha Osabo? That means someone who was still from the day of the boy Yoritz, there was an Isar Asobas Nachla. So exactly what happened in Chamisha Osabo, that's why Rashbam by story, that when the Poyol, the Heta came out, because Posak, very unclear. That's why the Glossary wants to say that Paketena was Nishadish the Heta. Paket, everyone was alive. Taisvis Yem Shahutru Ashvatim Lovi Zeboze Perish Bahina Yomtiv. Very schwer Taisvis. So what does Taisvis mean to say? So others say Pshat and Taisvis that Taisvis means as follows. That the Gemara said, I hear you, Yamim Tavim, the Yisrael, Chemisha Osa Ba'ov, Chiyema Kippur. Chemisha Osa, Yema Kippurim, is basically Chamechila, Yem Shenitna Ba'iluch Isachoinis, Allah Tasvav Ba'ov, Mayim. So why did the Gemara, even the Gemara, give two reasons for Yema Kippurim? Slicha Mechila, Yem Shenitna Ba'iluch Isachoinis. So the Mephoshim say, because he's saying, Lehoyu Yomim Toivim LeYisrael Ki Yom HaKippurim. So first of all, you have to give a reason why it is a Yomtiv, and then you have to say, why is this bigger than all other Yomim Toivim? That's why the two reasons were given. Because this Yom Kippur, there's two milas, which another each Yomtiv has its own mila. Yom Kippur had two milas. So what's the two milas? Licha mechire, nitna by luchas achoynes. So now we have to look for two milas that Chamisha Osa Ba'av has. So the Gemara says, Yom shehutru shvatim lo v'izeh b'zeh. Fine, that's a yomtiv. But what is good is other yom tovim also. So why is Chamisha Osa Ba'av greater than the other yom tovim? So the Mephoshim say, Omar Rav Yosef and Rav Nachum Yem Shu Teshevi B'Yem Elovi B'Kol. That means they go together. The two things happen. One thing that Hutru Shvotim Lisa Zebezeh, and Omar, and this is not another Malach. Omar Rav Yosef and Rav Nachum Yem Shu Teshevi B'Yem Elovi B'Kol. So there are two things. So that's what Taisus says. Yom Shutru Shvatim Lovi Zebezeh Peirishtein Yomtev. That's the Yomtev of Chamisha Osabov. But why is it better than all other Yomim Tovim? So that's the second Inyan. That Amar Rabbi Yosef Amnach Yom Shutru Shevet Yom Lovi Bekol. That's what the Inyaki wants to say. The Yalti Yishayu brings down from other Mephoshim that that's what they say Pshat and Taisus. Others want to say that it's not Yud Tes, it's Yud Nun. Choshitevis Yershe Nachla. Yoim Shehutru Hashvotim Lovi Zebezeh. So we're making Tesid is an Issa. Perish Tainu Yershe Nachla, we came with it. I mean, women which are not Yershe Nachla, they always were permitted to marry, intermarry. Yershe Nachla, Perish Tainu Yershe Nachla. Such the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Omar Rabbi Bavachonov Rabbi Yechanin Yoim Shekol Boy Meise Midbo. Domar Mar Actually Kolu Meise Midbo Loho Yedibur in Moshe Shnema Vayihika Asher Tamu Kolanshe Amul Komo Lomus Vayidaber Hashem Eilai Hoyo Adibur. Let us see Rashi.
sagt Rashi, shekolu meisei midbor, desanje, kol aboim shono shoye bemidbor, bachol erev tishabor, o yakruz yoitzei, vish rabbeinu was machiz, vaoimer, tsu'u lachper, that everyone should go and be chayfer hakever, vayikol echad v'echad yoitzei, v'chayfer lekever, v'yoshin boy, Shema Yomus Kaidim Sheyachpe. But he might die before he finishes the Chviris, and a Mele, so Erev Tisha B'Av they were Chayfe Kvora. And they went into the Kever, and they knew that others would come out alive, and others would remain in the Kever. Lamocha Akruz Yaitzei V'Kaire Yibod Luchayim in Amesa. V'chol Shohoya Boi Nefesh Chayim, The 40th year, he also did the same procedure. Now, there's something very interesting that happened, that everyone got up out of the kforim. The kivin shero kach tomu, v'omru shemo te'inu b'cheshben achoydesh. Chazlu v'shachlu b'kifreim b'leilu, so they went, maybe we made a mistake, maybe it's not Tishabo. V'shachlu b'kifreim b'leilu, ad leil chamisha osa, v'kimen sh'rou, sh'nismala ha'levona b'tezvov, v'loi meis echad mem, yodu she'chesh ben chaydish mechuvin. So they knew takits that they didn't make a mistake. V'kvar memshone shal gzeira nishlamu, so they made it a yomtiv. The gzeir is over. Tomar ma, but what, that the dibur was chazal amayshe. The fikach yomtiv. And this is also very unclear. What's the yomtiv? So here the Anaf Yosef says the same lines we've mentioned before. That we want to explain why this is bigger than other Yomim Tovim. So there were two in Yomim here. One thing that was Nishlamu Kavu Eisei Adur, the Kvamem Shana Shogzer Nishlamu, Nevu Kavu Eisei Adur Eisei Yom Yomtev. So the Yomtev out that, and then there was a Yomtev out the Dibur was Chayzeh Tamei Sherabeinu. It's very unclear and complicated what exactly the yomtiv was. The Rashash brings down the Tosfos of Baba Basra. And what was the yomtiv? If they all, one Halach Tosfos wants to say that all, that L'maisa the last year, L'maisa, there were people that L'maisa should have died and they didn't die. The mention was Mevater on them. And then it was a Merdeke yomtiv. Vayoya hadibur im Moshe biyichud v'chibur. Si v'yedaber Hashem eilai leima eilai nishachet hadibur den ha'ik asher tamu. Aber garde mekam yochus yitkrobu v'yedabi kada omri lehoye peo pe ele b'chazoyin laylo gimgum, but it wasn't so the dibur v'chibur kozman while Yisrael was in a b'china of nidui, so the Moshe Rabbeinu also was not able to have a dibur mitoch chibur. But afterwards, after the 40 years, he was zeicher to a dibur shel chibur. What is the Tosfos? Yom shebay kolu meisei midbar, kidam rinam, kotez ba'o, hoyoisin kivreim, v'sheichun b'seichun. Lamocha akruz yaitze, hibodlu achayim. Ba'isa ha'shone shekolsa ha'gzeira, kamu kulam, vayisvurim, shemator b'chaydish, maybe they made a mistake. Asherol, lavona malay, that was by chemisha osaba, vos yodu shekolsa ha'gzeira v'osu yod. Upeirish rashbam, kol men shonim, lehoyu meisim, elo betes ba'o. They only die Tisha B'Av. B'chol tes B'Av hoyu meisim chof aleph elef u'proitzit. The Baal will read the Tosfos the way it says. They each year they died 21,000. ופרייטרייט. פרשוסם דאיסאי פרייטרייט אילו למם שונים פס ווב אלף. ובסייץ בחוף אלף אלף was another 15,000. Now, this is a stretch, because there's a gzera on 600,000. So if you'll have, you multiply 21,000 times 40, you'll have more than 600,000. And then Taisa says there's another 15,000. Spilliploim, what Pshat and Taisa. So there's two ways to learn Pshat and Taisa. We have here a Gilsa, on the bottom of Taisvis. So let's say where the Gilsa reads. The Chol Pes Pa'ot, Ayumaisim Mitof Reish Elet, from the 600,000, Bepreitrit, a certain prat, a certain amount. So it's 15,000 times 40 is 600,000. The Mamela, so that's each year there was, that's not bad. Rabbi Kebege takes to a Chubis Chavis Yoel. The Chubis Chavis Yoel is a Cheshbin. The Cheshbin is as follows. First of all, it was only, there's a Cheshbin, there wasn't 40 years they were dying, it was only 37 years. The first 2 years it wasn't again, 37 years. Then he says that from the 37 years, if Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, no one died then. That year no one died. So he makes a Cheshbin that there was only 28 years of Tisha B'Av that was not Chal on Shabbos. So he had 37, and now if it's Chal on Shabbos, we have 28 years. Klal Yisrael that went out of Mitzrayim was 603,000. So now, Taisus is Moyimdik. So Taisus is like this. So, Chol Tes Ba'ot, Tisha B'Av that was not Chal B'Shabbos, says this, Hayu Meisim, Chof Aleph Elef Upoitlet. So you have 21,000 times 28. There's only 28 years Tisha B'Av was Chal and not on Shabbos. So that equals 588,000. And then you have at the Isai Poitret Eile Mem Shone Tesvav Elif. So 5,088,000 plus 15,000 equals 603,000. And that's exactly how much Klal Yisrael was at the Tofrei, there was 603,000. That's how he wants to say Pshat. You don't have to make any guys. B'yesh mefoshim show you meisim b'chol yoy. Others say that he not only died on Tisha B'Av, achroiv ha-meisim hoyu loylo b'Tisha B'Av. Most of the meisim died Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, poska gzera, le-meisil klal v'osu yom. Ulama, yoim shebitel hisheya ben ola pruzdiyos, sheishiv yerovim ben avot ala drochim, shloyalu yisrael regu, v'oma ala eze sheyirtsu yalu. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, la eze sheyirtsu yalu, hisheya ben ola roshahoyim. תחסיב ויאס אורו בעיני השם, רק לא כמלכי ישראל. והיינו, but he wasn't as bad as that. והיינו, so what did he do better? וכמה רק שביטל אס הפרוסדויס, the שומרים, these were שומרים that prevented them from being oil regal, ואומר לאיזה שירצו לה, whoever wants to go up, let them go up. Rav Masna Oma Yoim Shenitnu Harugei Beita Lekvura. In Chmishosa Ba'ov they were Nitan Lekvura. Oma Rav Masna Isa Yoim Shenitnu Harugei Beita Lekvura Tiknu B'Yavna HaToiv HaMeite HaToiv Shalai Yisrichu המיטב שניתנו לקבורה. זאת רשי הרוגי ביתה בפרק הנזוקים. So they were nitnu lekvura. They bring down from the Tzlach. Tzlach says that there was two tevis. One shalei nisrachu. So there was a gevalda kenes, and then the whole time, that was a 7-year period. The whole time was le nisrachu, gevalda ke kovid for the meisim, and then the nitnu lekvura. So he said, why, so the Tzlach says, why do you need the second S? Akev, the Slemska said, they didn't need Kvure, because it was Leinisrachu. So he says, no, that was a covet of the Gufim, it was Leinisrachu, but the Nishome is Oila Lamaila, Afke after the Bosor becomes Nirkav. So you need Kvure for that. So Mamele, so that was a Bezundere Chesed, there was Eichel Kvure, Neshama should be Oyla Lamaila. One of the Mephoshim explains that a very interesting beer, that the Loshin, they were Mesakan Loshin Hatoy Bahameitiv. So, Lucheira, why didn't say that there was two Toyvis, one Toyv Shalay Nisbuchu, Shalay Srichu, and one Toyv Shanitna Lekvura, why say Bahameitiv? Toiv li or meite blachin. The toiv and the other toiv was also for these harugim. Why is it called a toiv v'hameite? So someone says a very interesting beer that with this slach that it was a hatove for the neshamis. He says, if one is mative to a goof or Adam, so that Tova is mugbul to that goof. It's not nispashit to others. That's the hatova. Masha'en kain, if one is mative to a neshome, the neshomes of Klal Yisrael are one. So a tikkun for one neshome is a tikkun for all neshomes. So Mamela, that's why that's the Shinya Loshan Vahametiv Lachini. It wasn't only a Tove for their personal Neshomis. It was a Tove for all Neshomis. That's the Seder Advorim, because in the Neshomis, Klal Yisrael is one. Let us see Taisvis. Tiknu Biyavna Toiva Metiv, Perish Bibirchas Amos. Shemochi Tiknu Yoiser Al Hayayin Toiva Metiv. That they were used as a fence around the Kromim. So Mamela, that's why by Shinuyayim we make the Zbocha Batoiva Meitiv. Let us go a little further. Rabbe Berav Yosef the Omri Tavayu Yoim Sheposku Melichreis Eitzim Lemaroch. That Chemisha Osa Ba'or, they had finished the mitzvah of Krisis Eitzim L'Maroch. The Sanya, Rabbi Lezah Godol, Oima, Mechemisha Osa Ba'or Ve'eilach, Toshas Koicho Shalchamo, the sun is not strong as it is, as it was till then, Ve'yakursam Eitzim L'Maroch, V'she'enam Yiveshim, because the wood would not. Because the sun, since it's Toshesh Koiche, so there was Lachluchis in the Eitzim, and it was susceptible for Teloim. Amma and the Eitz, Amma Tulas, is Apostle of Maroch. Amma Rav Menashe Bekorile Yoim Tabor Magel. That day was called Yoim Tabor Magel. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Melichreis, Lofi Shahin Lachin, because they're too moist. The moisten as man, moisten man en koyach bechamo liyavsho, bechayshinon mipnei atelas, v'sheit shesh betelas, posel lemaroche kedemrinin lesech vizmides. Yoim tava magel, that was the day they broke the magel, shviches agarzen, sheposek hachoytev milachtev eitzim, that they stopped being choytev eitzim. Let us see Toisvis, Yom Tov Magal, Perishem Moinin Melichais Eitzim Lamaroch. Why did they stop cutting Eitzim? Perish Mishum Shecholash Koicho Shalchamo. Umegadlim Ateloim Bilonis. Eitzim Etuloim Sulim Lamaroch, Idaba Bemidish Akahanim, Alimumim, Heimenakrim Eitzim, Esirim Eitzim Etuloim, Shepsulis Lamaroch. The Kayan Bamum used to be Isaac. In this pool to be boirer the good eitzim from the bad eitzim. There's a very interesting machloikis between the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rashbam and Baba Basra what the yontav was of Chamisha Asra Ba'ov that they had stopped. They stopped the mitzvah of Krisis Eitzim. So what was the Gemaldik Yontif? So the Rashbam says that they were Goymer a mitzvah. There was a mitzvah each year to be Krisis Eitzim Lamaroche. So when they came to the Shleimus a mitzvah, they finished the mitzvah. So that was a simcha, that was a Yontif. And that's Medid Muki Yosef tells Tzu that that's the Inyan to make a simcha by Yasiyim. The one is mashlam a mitzvah, it's a simcha. The Rabbeinu Gershom says over there something very interesting. Rabbeinu Gershom says that kol zman that they were busy being koiris eitzim, they were unable to learn because they were busy in the mitzvah. But as soon as the mitzvah stopped, they were able to go back learning. So that was the simcha. I once saw someone that makes a gewaldike hore. He says, how many yidin were there already that were keiris eitzim? 200, 300. Man, good. But wherever there was, when ganz klar, he saw it wasn't keiris eitzim. There were people that were keiris eitzim. Now, what were they doing? They were involved in mitzvahs. They were doing a mitzvah. I mean, you need atzei maroche. Now, they stopped. The mitzvah stopped. They finished the mitzvah. So now they can go back to the Beis Medrash to learn. Fine. So because of 200 Yidin that are able now to go back to the Beis Medrash and learn, Klal Yisroel made a yontiv shlohoye yomim toivim li Yisroel kal chemisha osor ba'ov. So Vaistachois, that Klal Yisroel realized the godless and the magnitude of 200 Yidin that are sitting and learning that they made such a yontiv, that this yontav was equivalent to Yom Kippur.